you were to look at the American nation, the American empire, and the trajectories looking into the future, given these measures, what is the trajectory that leads to the collapse of the American empire based on these measures? What are the concerning indicators? And if those break down further, what does that look like?
Well, all of those indicators are concerning, except for one, which is technology, the technology niche, although even in that area, the United States is improving at a slower rate than is China for various advantages that they have there. They put out about 8 times as many computer engineers, they have free data, and so on. But if you look at them, so the financial is a concern. The internal order, disorder is a concern. Then if you look at education levels, the United States is in many ways is losing its educational advantage. If you were to look at, compare it with China, if you take general public education in the United States, it's deteriorated tremendously, even in comparison to developed countries. There are scores, PISA scores and so on, and it's, you know, something like 38th in the world or something, and that was a big plunge, average public education. If you look at the best universities in the world, the United States is unique in having the best universities in the world, so there are these privileged spots that are, you know, excellent, uniquely excellent. So when you look at the comparison, education in China is improving rapidly, and the quantity is a quantity of educated people in the areas that they're moving in is greater, and the resources that they're putting behind it is greater, and so you see the results are greater. It's sort of along the lines that I'm dealing with. If you were to follow through in terms of actual productions, I think in terms of technologies, there are some areas that the United States is in a lead at the moment. There's some areas that China's in a lead, but China's gaining very quickly.